chronic worriers have a difficult time manifesting positivity if their body is stuck in this old protection. It's difficult to think positively when your body is feeling like it's being chased by a lion. We create our own echo chamber where we believe what we expect and we expect what we believe. These affirmations that we create can feel false or can even be triggering because we know we're saying things that aren't in line with how we feel. So we have this belief mismatch. The older I get, the more I see that we need to be in an atmosphere of connection to manifest positivity or growth in our lives. If manifestation hasn't worked for you, you're not doing it wrong. You may just be healing. Manifestation is powerful, but unless it doesn't really land. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Anxiety Rx podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Russell Kennedy, and I really want to help you with anxiety. It's my life's work to make sure that you don't have to suffer with anxiety the way that I did. And I think the reason why I do this is because my father was so seriously mentally ill with schizophrenia and bipolar, and I couldn't help him. So this is my effort to help you. This is my effort to help other people and make what my dad went through mean something. So on the episode today, I'm going to talk about something that I find really interesting. Ever since the movie The Secret came out, I've been curious about this manifestation thing. Initially, it sounded kind of woo-woo and out there, but the more I think about manifestation and how it impacts our daily lives, in a very real way, I think we create our own echo chamber where we believe what we expect and we expect what we believe. So we create this manifestation every day of what's happening to us, or we make sense of what happens to us in often a negative way. And that perpetuates the negative view of the world that we keep seeing the world in. So if you grew up with parents that were loving and caring and connected, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Now, if you grew up with parents that were loving, caring, and connected, you probably saw the world through the lens of connection. But if you had parents that weren't that connected to you or made you feel scared or didn't validate your emotions or fears or push them away, you learn that life is about adaptation and protection. And if you live life in the milieu of protection, it's very difficult to manifest anything positive. You can do it, but it's difficult. The older I get, the more I see that we need to be in an atmosphere of connection to manifest positivity or growth in our lives. But I think it's difficult to manifest true success with a mindset of protection. You can succeed in a mindset and atmosphere of protection because you hit yourself with a stick and succeed and accomplish. And I did that for many years, but I don't think you really enjoy the fruits of your labors when you're in this sense of protection. So even if you do achieve, no matter where you go, there you are, and you're still in this atmosphere of protection. And I think chronic worriers have a difficult time manifesting positivity if their body is stuck in this old protection. It's difficult to think positively when your body is feeling like it's being chased by a lion. And you can do the affirmations, the visualizations, and even maybe the lucky girl syndrome script that says, everything always works out for me. But it won't resonate if your body's an alarm. So manifestation is powerful, but unless you're in connection, it doesn't really land. Manifestation at its core is seeing what you already believe. And you can certainly try to convince yourself consciously that things are going well. But if subconsciously in your body, you feel alarmed, the amount of manifestation you can create is limited by that survival / protection state of your body. You may have heard me say that whatever you focus on, you get more of. For manifestation to work, you have to really believe it. And many of us worriers try to believe it on the outside. But if it's not coming from the inside, if it's not coming from this milieu of connection, it's difficult to manifest. And even if we do manifest, we don't enjoy it when we've done it. So I want to talk about why we worriers have a difficult time with manifestation and how we can actually optimize that manifestation to work once we've regulated our body. So I love the idea of manifestation. And this episode isn't a takedown of manifestation. I use it myself. But in my own personal practice, I use visualization, scripting, and intentionality along with my hypnomeditations. I listen to one of those hypnomeditations every single day, often twice when I wake up in the morning and when I go to bed. And a lot of those hypnomeditations are designed to get into the unconscious part of our minds and bodies that blocks the positive. If we grew up in a milieu of negative, in a milieu of alarm, it's very difficult to add positive in there. And we actually don't see the positive. If we're thinking negatively, if we feel negatively, anything positive that comes in, this is how your brain works, anything positive that comes in, it just slides by like Teflon. Whereas anything negative becomes confirmation. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen and it happened and I can't control it. So visualization and doing the hypnomeditations really help impact the unconscious mind where a lot of this manifestation starts. Consciously, we can say these things out loud. We can say, I'm abundant, I'm peaceful. But unless we feel it, it doesn't really resonate. And if it doesn't resonate, we don't form this new echo chamber of more positive things. And when we see more positive things in our lives and we focus on seeing more positive things in our lives, both from our conscious and our subconscious mind, things start coming more into our lives, or we see them. We see them more. And when we see them more and acknowledge them more, we manifest more of that. Whatever you focus on, your brain will give you more of that. And the example that I draw often is I bought a Tesla. And before I bought a Tesla, I didn't see a lot of Teslas. I mean, they were around, but now I see Teslas everywhere. So whatever you focus on, your brain will give you much more of that. And that's what I'm saying. If we create an echo chamber where our body feels safe and resonant, we're much more likely to see positive things. And when we see positive things, we bring those into our consciousness. And then when we see those things in our consciousness, we're much more likely to manifest more of those things because you see what you already believe. What I like about manifestation is it brings a sense of hope and focus on something positive, and it helps shape our attention and our beliefs. If we are intentionally making a manifestation in our minds, it's usually positive. And it creates a sense of agency and vision behind it. There's something in our brains called the reticular activating system. So it's what you notice based on what you believe or expect. If you expect negative, you will notice the negative and that will become more. We all know people that are very negative because this is how it takes us over. This is how our minds take us over. If we start thinking in a negative way, we will see more negative, and then that reaffirms that the world is a negative place and we will just create more of that. So from a neuroscientist point of view, we use our mirror neurons as well. The mirror neurons and the motor cortex essentially priming our brain to move towards something and align with something, as opposed to being in this frozen state that's so common with anxiety and alarm. So this is why manifestation doesn't really work that well for those of us in chronic alarm, chronic worriers. Because the alarm state in our body overrides the mental state. We can say we're abundant. We can say things work out for us. But if our body's in this state of alarm, we don't really project that into ourselves. So we don't see it in the world. And if we don't see it in the world, we don't manifest it. So when you have a danger response stored in your body in the way of alarm, that hijacks your mind. It also hijacks your manifestation. Because you're trying to visualize peace while your body feels like it's being chased by a bear. And these affirmations that we create can feel false or can even be triggering because we know we're saying things that aren't in line with how we feel. So we have this belief mismatch. So it's so critical to be able to ground yourself in your body and then say, I'm safe. Because if you just say, I'm safe, but your body doesn't believe it, your brain just dismisses that thought. And this gap between your brain focusing on something and your body overriding it is so huge for us who grew up with a nervous system that was grounded in protection. Because we look at life through the lens of protection. And when you look at life through the lens of protection, it's very hard to see the positive. And it's not that we choose to do it that way. It's just how our nervous system is wired. Our nervous system is wired to stay in this milieu of protection. So almost by definition, you can't manifest from your higher self if your alarm is active, if the inner child in you still thinks you're in danger. So it's really important to understand that when we align our body first, when we regulate our alarm first, we can start being able to create these things and then see more of them. So again, there's this, what they call the lucky girl syndrome. Like everything works out well for me. And it's kind of a viral TikTok thing where people repeat this saying, everything always works out for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it does sort of set you in the right track. I think it would be much more powerful if you took a few breaths, did a few rounds of the physiological sigh when you were facing some challenges and said, everything works out for me. Once you align your mind and your body together, then you start getting into this manifestation process because it shifts your focus towards possibility and positivity in both your mind and your body. And then you can rewire attention via that reticular activating system in your brainstem that allows you to see things that are more positive and then bring in those things that are more positive and then see more of what you already believe. So these affirmations tend to work better for regulated people than those with trauma, but we can actually use manifestation to connect with our bodies, to connect with the younger version of us so that we don't have to fight it all the time. We don't have to fight life so much all the time. And so often we bypass this deeper emotional truth, this discomfort in our bodies by saying, I feel good, I feel happy. It's not consistent. We know it doesn't make sense. We can often sort of ground ourselves in our body and say, I'm feeling alarmed right now. And that's okay. And that's good. I can connect with myself because if you, every time you go into some sort of negative feeling or alarm, you say to yourself, I'm abundant, I'm rich, I'm calm, I'm peaceful. It doesn't really work. It kind of adds another layer to the onion because you're just trying to avoid discomfort and you have to feel it to heal it. So if you don't allow yourself to feel this discomfort and keep pushing it off into a positive affirmation or a manifestation, you're never really putting yourself in a place where you can heal that protective nervous system. You never really put yourself in a where you have the option of going, I can feel bad. It's okay that I feel alarmed right now. I can connect with that younger version of myself while I'm feeling alarmed, regulating myself first. And then once you regulate yourself, by all means, go into everything works out for me. I'm positive. But if immediately when you feel negative emotion, you say, I am happy, I am peaceful, I am calm, you're in a way, your mind knows you're lying to yourself and you can't really manifest something that doesn't align with how your body feels. So if something challenging is happening in your world, ground yourself in your body first. Allow yourself to feel it. And once you ground yourself in your body, then you can feel your possibility. Then you can believe what you're visualizing. Then you can see that things can work out for you. But if you're just saying things to yourself while your body is still feeling alarmed, it won't penetrate. You won't be able to manifest based on that. You have to ground in your body first and accept the negative emotion. And despite the negative emotion, ground yourself even further and then project into the world. And this is where somatic work, breath work, yoga nidra, reparenting your inner child is really helpful because you can use these body-based skills that I teach you in MBRX and in the book to be able to get into this grounded state where you can start manifesting from a place where your body and mind will believe it. And then when you believe it, you will see more of it in your life. When you believe it, you will see it. But just overt manifestation is see it and it will happen. But that's not necessarily how it works, especially in those of us with chronic worry. Now, I love the idea of manifestation, but I had to work with my body before I could truly receive what was coming to me and I could see it more. Once I grounded in my body and allowed myself to feel the alarm, but in spite of the alarm, continued to console myself, connect to myself. Then I was putting myself on a platform where I could actually say things that I could manifest. So if manifestation hasn't worked for you, you're not doing it wrong. You may just be healing. You may be just be putting yourself in a place where your body can resonate with a higher truth. And when your body resonates with that higher truth, that you are connected to yourself, you are connected to everything else, and everything can work in your favor, then you don't have to choose between this spiritual, oh, I'm rich, I am abundant, and what's happening in your body. Both of them can align together. So when you connect with your body, and the physiological side is great for this, to ground you. And my hypnometitations are really good for this. This is what they're designed to do, to get into the feeling part of your brain, to start changing that subconscious wiring so that you can accept connection. Most of anxiety occurs because we block connection from others. We block love from ourselves. We block love from other people. And there is only love and fear. So when you block love, your world fills up with fear. Now, if you feel this episode is speaking to you and you kind of think, well, I need help with this, come in and join my MBRX program. You can't expect yourself to do this on your own. And I want to help you break free of your anxiety so you can live the life that you want. Whether that's having more connected time with your family, feeling calm and confident in your connection to yourself, better sleep, work productivity, the sky's the limit. When you're free of anxiety and overthinking, you get out of the frozen state, and that frozen state is what blocks you and holds you in that negativity. And when you're expecting negativity, consciously or unconsciously, the world will give that to you and you will see more of it. And when you see more of the negativity, you will expect more of the negativity. And when you expect more of the negativity, you're kind of manifesting this echo chamber that you're already living in. And until you change that, and we have to do this gradually, you can't all of a sudden go, I'm peaceful, I'm abundant, and everything's going to go away. You have to really feel it to heal it. You have to connect with that younger version of you. And what does the child want? What did the child want when you were younger? And you can give that to yourself now. You can manifest that self. You can manifest that for yourself now. And I think it's really important to understand that you have the control over this. You have the ability to manifest. But as long as you're stuck in this milieu of protection that you probably grew up with, it's going to be very difficult for you to see, literally see another way, to see a way out of the situation that you're in. But the more you see that you have control over the situation, even if it's control over the feeling of fear, even if it's feeling of a control over the sense of alarm, by doing things like the physiological side, by putting your hand on your chest, by breathing deeply, by saying, I've got you, to the younger version of you. And I know this may sound foreign, but it's important to just keep going into your body, because your body is what's going to heal you. Your mind is not going to heal you. Your mind responds to what's in your body. Anxiety is much more of a feeling process that thinks than a thinking process that feels. So to heal, we have to really focus on manifesting peace and calm in our body over and over and over again. And this is what my hypnotic meditations are for. This is what MBRX is for. It's to get you feeling safe in your body. And once you feel safe in your body, you start seeing the positive in the world. And when you see more positive, you create this echo chamber of positivity that continues, as opposed to the echo chamber of worry that's continued in your life so far. So I hope you join me in MBRX. I hope you use the hypnometitations. I really don't want you to have to suffer with anxiety the way that I did. I really, really don't. That's why I do this. And I'll see you next time.